నిర్వాహక. ఇది డిసెంబర్ 6, 2004 మధ్యాహ్నం 11 గంటలకు హైదరాబాద్ లో జరిగిన పూర్ణాహుతి. జయ జయ మహాకాళ్.
మీరు చేసినటువంటి యజ్ఞము పేరైతే చెప్పగలరా మీరు? ఎందుకు చేస్తున్నారు? గాయత్రి యజ్ఞం చేయకుండా, లలిత యజ్ఞం చేయకుండా, భాగవత యజ్ఞం చేయకుండా ఇదేదో కొత్త యజ్ఞం ఎందుకు తోచక? ఇంట్లో చెప్పారు నాకు అర్థం కాదు. అది ఎలా ఉంది నాకు అర్థం ఏం చేస్తున్నారు? ఇంకా కానీ భారతదేశం కోసం మాత్రమే కాదు, విశ్వ సంకల్పం మీకు అర్థం అవ్వాలి ముందు ఎందుకు ఇది చేస్తున్నాము అని. ముఖ్యమంత్రి మీకు ఏం కావాలి? సద్బుద్ధి కావాలి. అంటే మీ యజ్ఞం చేశాక మీరు సద్బుద్ధి కోసము ప్రయత్నించకపోతే బూడిదలో పోసిన పన్నే అవుతుంది. రెండో దేనికి అని మీరు డివైన్ వర్క్స్ అంటే డివైన్ వర్క్స్ అంటే దేవతల పని అని కాదు. నువ్వు చేసేటటువంటి పని డివినిటీతో కూడి ఉండాలి. తెలా అర్థమైందా? దేవతల సముచేత అంటే ఒక మనిషి కోపం వచ్చి మనం మనిషి సంపాదిస్తాడు. ఒక మనిషి కోపం అంటే ఏం చేస్తుంది? మిలిటరీలో కొన్ని వందల మందిని చంపేస్తారు కదా. కోపంతో చంపిన వాడికి ఏం చేస్తాం మనం? ఉరి శిక్ష వేస్తాం. వందలాది మందిని ఆశువుగా కోపం లేదు, వాడెవడో తెలియదు, వాడికి వీడికి దేశం కూడా లేదు. వందలాది మందిని చంపిస్తే ఏం చేస్తాం? పరమైన అంతేత లలిత దేవకార్య సముద్రత అంటే లలితాదేవి ఎవరు దేవకార్య సముద్రత చేస్తే నీకు నాకు వెళ్ళాము. మీ వరకు డిగ్నిటీకి కూడి ఉండాలి. డిగ్నిటీ ఒక ఉదాహరణ ఇచ్చింది అర్థమేం కదా. మీరు కోపం వచ్చి విసుగు వచ్చి అది చిన్న ఇంగ్లీష్ జీవన అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ ఏంటి? స్నేహ, రోహిణి, విజ్ఞానం. సో ఒక స్నేహ వీడి రాజు మాకు పరిగణి ది బ్రీక్ క్లియర్ సెల్స్ ఎయిట్. The first is to have a good knowledge, sound knowledge. correct knowledge, not mingling desires with smoke, with drink. We go to parties, we play cards. All of us know that it is not good. But we, drinking is bad, all of us know. But we have various ones in the bar where people drink whatever they want in a large quantity. This is not good. Cigarette smoking is injurious to health, everyone knows. They smoke. Can we not say that they are all foods? Foods are a very great power. Because a food is a food because he is a food. But a man who knows that he is doing wrong and enjoys doing it, can you say he is a fool? Probably he is a damned fool. Do you know what is a damned fool means? A fool that is destined to waste his life and bring great agony to the society. For that we are being seniors, I say, to know that what we are doing is wrong, and then to have the courage not to do it. Sometimes you should have a great courage to do good things. To do bad things you don't need a courage. If you are a fool you can do it very easily. Murkhulu antaru. So that is what the first objective of our yajna is. To develop such a noble character where not only our parents, not only our society, not only our country, but the world may be proud of. But unfortunately the present education, present society never gives you even an idea of how to behave in the society. If you don't disturb the society, it's okay. Nobody is ashamed to smoke or drink. But I remember my father. He was head of the department of the law college in Benares. Highly respected. Once my father approached my grandfather. You understand whom he approached? His father. Because I don't remember exactly what that movie was. Probably it was Gone with the Wind or something. It was a very famous movie at that time. He wanted to see the movie. Who? Sneha, you are understanding? Who wanted to see the movie? My father. At about 9 o'clock, his entire staff came. He was the head of the department. His entire staff came. And they were discussing something. Which for example. And I was asleep. 8:30 I slept. But because of this whispering in the drawing room, I got up. Then my father tiptoed into the room. I was sleeping with my grandfather on one cot. My father in the other cot. Myself on one cot and grandfather in the other cot. And he came and woke up my grandfather. He said, my employees have come, my colleagues have come, my friends have come. They want to speak to you. Then they requested my grandfather that my father should be allowed to see the movie all the days because it was the second show. For sure. You understand? But nowadays I think going to second show is very, very normal. No permission is also required. You understand how we have came down in the social order. Being a woman naked night, what we have thought in old days? In old days, going coming late in the house, the people were seeing with a very bad idea. It becomes late at night, nishachara. You know what means nishachara? Erasa. And now if you don't go at night, you are erasa. You don't know how to live. The degradation of thinking process. And thinking that it is very great thing. Because when you do something late, when somebody comes late at night, what do we ask? En Rajkarya Naya? Rajkarya means kingly duty. When you have a responsibility, when you have something worthwhile to do, then you come late at night. And now when you don't do anything, you have to go out. Don't go. You understand? You go out because you don't like to stay in the house. Why you don't want to stay in the house? Because you have no work in the house. Sadbuddhi. It has become a very rare commodity. Because even if you want to stay in the house and wait, your friends or somebody will say, see, a genius, a pandit, he goes on reading. And we like fools allow ourselves to be disturbed by them. They are fools wasting their lives. Then I say, X, Y, Z, I'm not right. All of us belong to the same category, including me. Then I want to say something harsh. Sometimes, about 2 or 3 years back, I used to keep myself under check. Because probably they may feel bad. Who am I to criticize them? But now I find that if I don't tell it, nobody is going to tell them that all of us are wrong. Someone must have the courage to tell people whether they like it or not, that you are utterly wrong. You don't know how to live. You don't have a value of your own life. And that is when the old age comes. I now find many old people. And in those old people, there is a very great man called Albert Einstein. Ever heard about Albert Einstein? A genius. In scientific world, he is supposed to be the greatest after Newton. He deeply wrote in his diary, if only you can know and old can do. Youth doesn't know what to do, and old people cannot do even this. They know what to do. So this problem is an age-old problem. For this we need an organization, an institution which can tell people what is right and what is wrong, whether they like it or not. I am not interested whether you give respect to my words, whether you accept my words. I just don't care what you feel. But I have determined that I am going to tell the world that we are going wrong in these directions. Completely wrong in these directions. And the brutally cold-blooded murder we are doing is the murder of time. Wasting time. The time we use for so-called enjoyment. And when I say the so-called enjoyment, I say the enjoyment of sleeping also. We waste much time in sleeping. and much time in gossiping, and especially gossiping in friends, especially in the past. I see the retired people just sitting there on the benches, contributing nothing to the society. Many people have retired from very great levels of profession. There are general secretaries, secretaries to the government, educational secretaries, professors, engineers, superintending engineers. Don't you think that their knowledge is very useful for our society? Don't you think so? And all these retired people, what are they contributing to the society? Except saying that the society, you are a part of the society, when you criticize the society, what does it mean? You are criticizing yourself. But I have found that talking with those old generations is as good as talking with a concrete wall. They just go on talking their problems, but they never take the responsibility of giving and sharing their knowledge to the youngsters. The great professors who have retired, can't they go to the university, sit there and invite students, come and ask, is it possible or not? What do you mean? Is it possible or not? Are they doing it? So what a great, great, that is why I think the old Indians have come. People are at least kicking them out of the house, and probably after some day they will be kicked out of the old Indian also, and they will be sent to gas chamber. You know what is a gas chamber? Ever heard about a gas chamber? How many people heard about a gas chamber? 1, 2, 3. In the Second World War, 6,000 Jews were killed in one day using a gas chamber. Right, a wrong word, not 6,000, but 60,000. 60,000 Jews were put in a gas chamber. The gas was released, and in 1 hour, 60,000 Jews were killed. And these old people, suppose they died, the retired people, do you think they will lose their anything? Because they are not contributing anything to society. Sadbuddhi, what I am saying, you just sit in a park, a retired professor, let him sit in a park and just put an advertisement in the paper that I am available for anyone who wants to learn from me. Don't you think somebody will come and learn? You are understanding what I am telling. And then what about the youth? I am very unhappy with the youth also. The old, even if I talk to you, they used to say, who are you to tell me? I have done my work and I am retired. And what is the youth to do? In what way you are useful to your family, to your society, to your country, to your city? Just contributing probably more to the people. You are understanding why Gayatri is so much essential. Why you should do Gayatri? Gayatri you should do because it will correct all these things. Which gives me this courage to speak to open it. Gayatri. Maximum what you will tell, I will not hear you. That's all. Now what can you do? And much more maximum you will see that I am not allowed to enter Hyderabad. This man is a very dangerous man, he says. The old people are useless. The young people are useless, as if he is useful. You decide whether I am useful or not. I am like a litmus paper. You can test your consciousness. You can test your emotions. యూ కెన్ టెస్ట్ యువర్ థాట్. You can test your action. So these meetings are not a waste. These dynamic meetings will generate in you an understanding of what is right and what is wrong. These are not spiritual runaway life classes. These are classes which will induce you to think, if you want to think, that what you are doing, the just basic thing, is it really useful? Or are you catering to your sense organs which can never be fulfilled? To go on pouring more ghee into the fire, what happens is the fire will blaze more and more. So that orientation, when you are doing this yajna, before doing this yajna, every day for the week, you should analyze yourself whether you are doing what you are doing is good for you, good for your family, good for your society, good for your city, or is it just a waste of time, money, energy and character. In the end, it is the character which goes on. Nobody believes you who has a bad character. So in the end, what we are going, what is that result we are getting? A stand that you cannot be believed. You cannot be dependent upon. So this is what I request you. When you do this yajna, why I have started this yajna is, thinking that every week you are living like that, every action you are doing, you assess whether it is useful or not. Either it should be useful to you, or to the family first, and then later to the society and to the city. So it's that way. Not only was the right, crores of people. Since time immemorial, not in this day, for many reasons, are doing Gayatri. What is it that they are saying? Nothing. But from you I expect this type of moral courage, this conviction. Yes, we understood that we are wasting our life. If I cannot change my friend, my colleague, I will deal with it. But I will see that I am not controlled by them for these weak points. It is you who should control them. A friend in need is a friend indeed. And a friend who guides you into the wrong track, he is an enemy. And you are worried what your enemy will think if you don't accept his suggestions. So that is Sadbuddhi, that is Gayatri. Not Ambur Bhaskavata Sanchuran, that is not Gayatri. Gayatri is a type of thinking. And next, if you have the courage, the strength, try to do divine things, where you can offer yourself. Bhagat Singh offered himself for the sake of country's freedom. He did not only talk about me, even though he was just a student of information. And then he didn't read anything. He is not an intellectual being. He is just a youth. But even now we remember him, and movies are made about him. But do you think anybody is going to think good of you? Leave alone making movies about you. That is the second point I am talking about. If you have good Sadbuddhi, your life will be happy. You will be useful to yourself and to your parents, to your family. But if you can take one more step forward and be courageous enough to understand what I am saying now, talking now, do divine activities. ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ హ్యూమన్ యాక్టివిటీ యూ నీడ్ నాట్ టైమ్. దెన్ ఐ గివ్ యూ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ థింకింగ్ థింకింగ్ దట్ మీన్స్ మాస్టర్ డూ యూ వాంట్ మీ టు డై? నాట్ నెసరీ మాస్టర్. యూ కెన్ హెల్ప్ అదర్స్. దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ పీపుల్ ఇన్ నీడ్. Instead of wasting our time in gossiping and seeing movies, in traveling here and there, in our holidays, in our free time, we can help those who are in need. You have to identify whom you are supposed to help. My Guruji used to tell me, the first thing which you can do is, if you want to help anyone, you can see that you have some workman or a washerwoman or a servant in your house. Treat him as a servant. That doesn't mean you make him sit along with you on a similar, treat him like a servant. But you can teach him some education, literacy. You can treat the children if it is going to some movie or something. You can just tell the children of your servant. Probably they are so poor that they can't help. You can teach them. You are understanding, if you can think, you can get 101 ways of helping others when you have free time. I am not saying that you help others wasting your time. That is Devagarya Samudhyata of Lalita. So when you are doing that Lalita, the old rishis, the ancient sages, when we say that we will do these things, but what we do is some kumkuma. And we are very happy that we have done the Lalita Puja. And what did Lalita herself do? She fought with an asura known as how many people do Lalita? Let the hands be up. So with whom she fought? The hair difference is Bhandasura. And a lot of other asuras. So you are meaning Lalita. And you don't fight with any asura, you don't fight with any asura. You are reading electricity and you are becoming an electrical engineer, and you don't work with electricity. What is the use of it? You are a mechanical engineer and you don't handle any tools. What is the use of it? And you use Lalita and you don't know with whom she fought and why she fought. And you go on praising her, you have killed that asura, you have killed this asura. That is what you read in the Sahasranama, is it not? Kada? So what you are supposed to do is kill your ignorance. Asura means ignorance. Nishachara. We are ignorant of our own fault. So to do the divine work, there is a table of asuras to be killed by you. That is what Lalita tells you. So if you can do that, as I have developed in this idea, and you understand the process of the idea, you can do that. So I invite the youth and the parents to permit the youth to do this. Instead of saying that don't waste time doing in India, but you can see movies. Got the point? After Lalita, what you are supposed to do here? The Indian? Bhagavata. What is Bhagavata? Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Or Krishna Mande Vijayapuram. Or some stories of some XYZ small child with a putana. I don't know if it is possible or not. You accept it because you love Krishna. And another asura saying some Kali Bandhana. And this boy dance on the roof of the serpent, and you enjoy what a beautiful scene. And you accept the story also. I am not saying it is wrong. But I am saying, you people don't even have a simple imagination to think if the great Satan who controls the thinking process of the world narrated these sequences of the little Krishna, it must have a meaning. It must have some sense. If not, they must not have narrating them. But do you think like that? You just think that when you pray, when you sing to Krishna, that he killed that demon, he killed that demon, when he was very young, he danced with the Gopika. And then he did Mahabharata, and he asked 100 brothers to be killed by 5 brothers. Okay. You are? Actually, that is not Bhagavata. Bhagavata means a unity of those divine people who want to do divine work. You understand the difference? Gayatri for Sadbuddhi, Lalita to do divine work, and Bhagavata for the union of such people who do divine work. They are known as the gurus of the history. And what are we supposed to do now? For me this is not enough. This knowledge is not enough. This Sadbuddhi, this divine world, and the union of the divine world must be utilized to create one world, one religion, a harmonious life. So that is what we are trying to do, not just Svaha-svaha-svaha. Now these things, what I have told, Sadbuddhi, what is next? Divine world. Next? Union of divine world. Will it stop with this generation? Or it will continue? How long? This knowledge is known as Akshara Abhyasamu, practice of the imperishable. Now you understand why I ask all of you to take this Akshara Abhyasa? What nonsense I say and you write Ah. That is not Akshabhyasa. Akshabhyasa means this concept of life where you are always forced to think only good. Try to learn good. Then next what you are supposed to do? Divine work. And next what you are supposed to do? A union of those people who do divine work. And this process should be directed towards Vishwayekikarana, one world, one religion, one language. Can you imagine what a great target it is? What a beautiful goal it is? And then you try for it, whether you are recognized or not, you have inner contentment that you are doing something good, something noble. When you go and drink there, next morning when you get up, you will have a beautiful hangover. You know what is a hangover? Probably many of you don't drink. No? But thanks to the movies, we know what is a hangover. And knowing fully well that it is useless, you go on doing all these nonsensical things, stating that it is in the society. Probably that is the way how one should do when they are rich. Fools, 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 all are fools. So this imperishable Aksharabhyasa is what I am now going to initiate you. So this Aksharabhyasa, who are supposed to take? Is there any age limit? But if children take this, I will naturally feel happy because they have a longer life to do this practice. So we start this Aksharabhyasa with this intent. All of you close your eyes. Om విద్యా సంవర్ధయిష్యామి. యూ ఇమాజిన్ లార్డ్ గణపతి, దిస్ ఇస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ బెల్లీ అండ్ ఎ లాంగ్ ట్రంక్. This is long ears and small eyes. All of you are saying Lord Ganpati, a big belly, and then he has big ears, and he has a very small, small eyes. And he has a big head. Try to understand what it means. Why I ask you to pray to Garbhati? And what we have prayed? Oh, Vidyam Samvardhayishyami. I will learn knowledge. How can you learn knowledge when you have large ears? You understand what I mean by large ears? When you hear more. So the symbolism of Ganapati is that should, from now onwards, have a large ear. You should hear whatever people are talking about. And then you filter what is useful you take, and what you find is not interesting. Leave it. Don't let it decide. Because any food will come in a wrapper. You throw it as a wrapper, take the food. So the ears are the filters of the knowledge which you are supposed to use. And then a large belly, you eat well and digest well. If you read something, learn a language or a vidya which is very useful, but you can't digest it, it will not be useful for you. You should know how to use it. It is a large belly. And small eyes, keep the target. If you are a student, your target is education first, then philosophy and all these classes. If you are a teacher, a lecturer, your target is to teach well that day, whatever topic you have selected, I don't know your profession, whatever profession you are, you see that you do it well, you concentrate on it with a closed eyes, small eyes. And then what do you have? A big head. A lot of knowledge, discriminatory knowledge. You should know what to do and what not to do. So with this basis, the first session of Aksharabhyasa is over. We have decided to learn more. We have decided to digest that knowledge, and you have decided to put that knowledge to a proper use. Small eyes means target. And then next is Saraswati Pujanam. Om Kalam Samvedana Shilatam Vardhaishyami. Om Pavakanaha Saraswati Vajedhir Vajanivati. This is a mantra from Rig Veda. If you recite this mantra for sometime every day, your memory will increase, your understanding will increase, and your approach towards life will be sa-rasavati. Sa-rasavati. Rasavati means honey-like, very tasteful. Sa means with. So when you pray to Saraswati, it means your life becomes enjoyable. You can enjoy life. You don't need the crude, coarse, a rough boost of a cigarette or a drink or a loose talk to think that you are enjoying life. Sarasavati, your life becomes enjoyable. And then we pray to the Guru. Om Ajnana Timiram Hasya Jnananjana Shalakaya సెక్షువల్ ఉన్మీలతం ఏనా తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. సో వి డోంట్ నో హౌ టు యూటిలైజ్ అవర్ గురు. The general trend of our education has become as if you pay the fees and the guru is destined to teach you whether you like it or not. A very, very, very unfortunate situation. I don't know how to pull the parents as well as the students out of this great ajnana, ignorance. Payment of fees has nothing to do with your process of learning. The process of learning is a give and take business of knowledge between the guru and the disciple. The guru gives, the teacher gives, and the student receives. This process, I just can't tell it in one class, probably it's 5 or 6 days. Morning 2 hours and evening 2 hours they can sit and read good Gita, then probably you will understand the magnitude to which the teacher is and the magnitude to which you have brought him down. The present day lecturers and professors, they themselves do not know the role they have to play. They just think that if they give a few lectures in chemistry or a few lectures in economics or a few lectures in their particular discipline, they have done their duty. Unfortunately, it's true. But I can't discuss it now. But it is the duty of the three people, mother, father and guru, especially the guru, to mould the character of the student. A Hitler became a Hitler because of his history professor. Hitler himself writes it. I was a very ordinary artist, just sketching here and there. My aim was only to become an artist, just to eat in that one. But his history teacher created a dream for history in him, and we don't know our own history, leave alone a dream. You got the point, what the guru is supposed to do. He should not only tell them the finer aspects of this particular subject, but he should tell them also how to live with that subject. We don't know how to live with that subject. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. In the medical college, you are taught medicine. But you are not taught how to live with that subject. So a class comes. The doctor's wife wants that she should be at the home. A phone call comes, a serious emergency case. The wife says, no, the doctor is out of home. You see it in Indian movie, is it not? But nobody understands that this problem came because while being educated as a doctor, he was never told that this type of situation is going to come and how he is to face it. So understand the point. So the guru's role is a tremendous role. And I will certainly ask you people, those who are nearer to me, planning commission. Planning commission for what? My programs. Have you a program for Guru Gita? At least I need 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the evening for 5 days to just tell you to know how to live with your own knowledge. Our main problem comes because we don't know how to live with our problems. A businessman is there. He is a successful businessman, but he doesn't know how to live like a businessman. A successful doctor is there. బట్ హీ డజంట్ నో హౌ టు లివ్ లైక్ ఎ సక్సెస్ఫుల్ డాక్టర్. ద మదర్ ఈజ్ దేర్ బట్ ఎ మదర్ డజంట్ నో హౌ టు లివ్ లైక్ ఎ మదర్. ఎ ఫాదర్ ఈజ్ దేర్, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ యాక్సిడెంటలీ బికమ్ ఫాదర్స్ అండ్ మదర్స్. That education is gone. The friends are there, they don't know how to live like friends. They don't know, they're just wasting our time eating and drinking, and because you have some energy still in your life, you go on dancing, and if you don't have energy in your life, you sit before a TV and think that you are enjoying. You see how foolish our notion of living is. So this Guru I am talking about, we pray to that Guru once more with this knowledge. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara, Guru Saksat Parabrahma, Tasmay Shri Gurave Namah. And now we will do some sankalpas. Sankalpas means determination. So the first determination, adya, today, tell adya, and then you tell your name, namaham. Today, I thought so and so. Chetunara, adya, Ramakrishna Namaham, that is what I will tell. You will tell? Your name is Namaham. Vidyarambha Samsthara Siddhyartham Devanam Tushyartham Deva Kakshinantargate. And now we will take these sankalpas in a language known to us, not in Sanskrit. The first is, I will develop knowledge in various fields. When we say in various fields, that doesn't mean that you are going to learn only your subjects. Your subjects you have to learn when you are a student. But in various fields means the fields I have just now outlined, how to live. The art of living, that is what Pandit Ravi Shankar Maharaj says. Art of living is common to everyone. To a student, to a baby, to an old man, to a diseased man, to a man on the street, to a politician. The art of living is common. That we have to learn. And that's what I want to teach you. When and where we all join, I don't know when, and I don't know where, whatever it is. When I talk about Guru Gita, you learn that I am going to teach you the art of living. So that is Vidya Samvardhayishyami. I will learn more and more knowledge. Especially the knowledge of living. You learn that first, how to live. Next, I will learn artistic living. I will concentrate on learning useful knowledge. The last one and the most important is, I will love my teacher. So that finishes your Akshabhyasa. Now you understand what is Akshabhyasa? You are taking an oath that you will try to learn properly. You will try to learn what is useful to you. You will take care that you are not carried away by your senses and wasting your time and roaming here and there in the daytime and in the night time. But what should you do? If you have a time to waste by going to parties, to movies, etc., etc., use it for constructive activities. దెన్ ఎనభై సంస్కారం వాట్ ఐ సపోజ్ టు డు బర్త్ డే ఓకే వెంకట్ ఐ హావ్ టోల్డ్ ఆల్రెడీ వాట్ హీ ఈజ్ సపోజ్ టు డు చెప్పానా ఇందా చెప్పాను దేర్ ఇస్ ద బర్త్ డే ద బర్త్ డే సెలబ్రేషన్ యూ నో జన్మాష్టమి హౌ మెనీ పీపుల్ నో జన్మాష్టమి ఎవర్ హెల్డ్ అబౌట్ జన్మాష్టమి స్నేహ ఈ నెవర్ హెల్డ్ అబౌట్ జన్మాష్టమి రోహిణి నెవర్ హెల్డ్ అబౌట్ జన్మాష్టమి జస్ట్ పుట్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్స్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ ద బర్త్డే ఆఫ్ అండ్ యూ నో అబౌట్ నవమి బికాస్ ఇట్ హెస్ డే రామనవమి అండ్ యూ నో హూ బర్త్డే ఇట్ ఈస్ You understand that birthdays are very important in our culture. Not only in our culture, but in Western cultures also. But the only difference is, in one culture, you take away the light. And when I say it seriously, I mean it seriously. And the people who understand it should learn that burning some candles, and then what do we do? And how many times you will do? If it is your 16th birthday, how many candles? If it is your 21st birthday, 68th birthday, 60 candles you light in. Do you know what it means? It means that I have wasted 60 years of my life. I have just... And you say it is a birthday party. Nobody understands what light is. Light is such a great boon. And instead of lighting it, what you are doing? And you think it is a correct process? If it is not, all of you should say, no, from this time onwards I will burn light. I will light light. I do not. So that is the first thing you should learn is the birthdays are very, very important in your in human history. We remember the birthdays of all great people, is it not? Why? Do you know why? Why is the birthday so important? Because only on that day you can decide to which direction you can change your life. No other day you cannot do it. Only on birthday you can do it. So birthdays are, what are they? Decision making days. Everyone remember birthday. You always remember this is a decision making birthday. You have to take five types of decisions. The first decision is regarding your earthly life, regarding your physical life. What is the most important decision in your physical life? Having good health. So what are the decisions you are supposed to take today? I have done so many good deeds thinking that it is good, but now I understand that this is wrong. So the first decision you have to take about your earthly physical health. So that is the first decision you are to take. So this decision is related with earth. So you close your eyes. And do you think that we can't take a decision to be good health, to get good health? Only you have to take the decision, or all of us can take it? So take it, it doesn't matter. If, and we will thank her that her birthday has made us take these decisions. So the first one is regarding the planet Earth. Regarding the Prithvi Tattva, from now onwards, ఐ విల్ టేక్ ప్రాపర్ స్టెప్స్ టు బీ ఫిజికల్లీ హెల్దీ. వాట్ ఆర్ ద ప్రాపర్ స్టెప్స్? ఈటింగ్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ మీట్, ఇఫ్ పాసిబుల్ డ్రింకింగ్ నాట్ వాటర్ బట్ సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్. ఆర్ ది స్టెప్స్ ఫర్ హెల్త్? నో. సో యూ నో ద స్టెప్స్ ఫర్ హెల్త్, ఐ నీడ్ నాట్ హెల్త్. ఓకే, ఆసనాస్, ప్రాణాయామాస్, ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ గుడ్ ఫర్ ఫిజికల్ హెల్త్, చేంజింగ్ ఫుడ్ హ్యాబిట్. అండ్ నౌ యూ షుడ్ నో హౌ టు కంట్రోల్ యువర్ ఎమోషన్స్, దట్ ఈస్ వాటర్. సో వీ ప్రే టు వరుణ, ద డైటీ ఆఫ్ ఎమోషన్స్. We cannot check our emotions. Something happy happens, you jump with joy. And something unhappy happens, I don't want to live in this world. Such a weak mind. So what use you can be to yourself? Leave alone to the public and your family. So I will control my emotions. And how can you control your emotions? By drinking lots of water. Whenever you are angry, suppose you take a cup of glass, a cup of water, I think your anger will come down. If not, you try to see, instead of throwing cups on the man or party you are angry with, fill the cup with water and drink. Your anger will subside, probably, I don't know. You understand? So the second is, I will take care of the water principle in me. What is the water principle in you? Blood. Many of us don't know how to purify our blood. Everyone talks about the pollutants, the pollutions outside you. But the blood that is polluted, full of toxins, how to control it? Drink a lot of water, that will clear off. So you take the decision, I take care of the water element in me. What is the first one? The earth element in me, health. The second, no, I don't want the water element now. The second, blood element in me. Third, what is this? Agni. Those are the candles are there. The primitive religious kind of thing. You light them. But when you are lighting them, you decide what special type of knowledge you are going to gather this year. Every year you should increase your knowledge. For a student it is easy, because he automatically goes to the next class. So this year, he will concentrate on that education, okay. But what about us? So every year on the birthday, you decide what type of education you are going to learn, whether it is on healing process, whether something else. That decision is related to the knowledge element, the fire element in you. Okay? So you close your eyes along with Bharati, the first one. I pray to the earth element. And I will follow the rules of health. The second one, I pray to the Lord of water and liquid, and see that my blood is pure. Being the blood pure, it depends on the family also. In olden days, marriages were very pure, pious institutions. It is not just for physical enjoyment that we marry. We marry with a purpose, with a goal. Now there is no purpose. And because there is no purpose, you think, we feel that we are in love with XYZ. The moment you marry, I have seen so many people, unfortunate youth, misunderstanding their physical attraction as love. It is not love. But what to do? So this, the third step, the second step, the purity of blood, gotra sannaha. We see the gotras when we marry, because it talks about the blood, the lineage, the line to which you belong. And nowadays I don't think the parents as well as the people who are marrying are thinking about the purity of blood. So what we are supposed to know? Take the pledge, repeat with me, I, on this day, try to understand the purity of blood. You try to understand, and then I told you one book which talks about the purity of blood, which is known as The Spear of Destiny. It talks about the purity of blood and how to use it in day-to-day life. No rule or nothing is very difficult if you understand the clear meaning of it and how to implement it. And now third, I understand the element fire, and I will always try to learn a new subject every year. Then we come to the 15th. The eight elements. Eight, what is eight? It is the basis of your life. Without eight you cannot live. Therefore, you repeat with me, I pray to the element eight and try to understand the purpose of my personal life on this planet Earth. And then we have the last element, sky, ether. I pray to the Lord of sky to let me understand the power of spoken word. This power that we are speaking, don't you think how great it is? I have something to convey to you. I am able to convey. I am sitting here and you are sitting there. But I am able to convey what I want. And similarly, if you want to convey something to me, you can convey. This power of conveying our ideas, are we using it or are we misusing it? You please think about it. We are not trying to convey anything. We are trying to order something or force somebody. If you are a parent or some post which has some power with it, your words will force others to do what they don't want to do. If you don't have any power, you will be locked in. But in any way, what this element sky says is, you have a tremendous power of speaking. You can change your ideas. You can bring others into your ideas by using the spoken word. Therefore you are taking the pledge. You repeat with me, I take the pledge that I will utilize my words as a tool to change the circumstances, not to weep over them and show my grudge over it. So you remember, you have a tremendous power of spoken word. You can change the situations. So this is the birthday celebrations. You have taken five pledges: earth, health, water, purity of blood, fire, new knowledge, aid, purpose of life, sky. Okay? Any more samskaras? Jai Guru. Gayatri Diksha. Avadam. All of you take. What is it? All of you take. All of you. Andar ko pottu pishkottu manchidam. Okay? Put it like this. Your both hands. And put it near your heart. This position is very important. అది చాలా జాగ్రత్తగా అర్థం చేసుకోండి. మీకు నాగేశ్వర అర్థమవుతుందని చెప్తుంది. ఓకేనా? అప్పుడు నేను అమెండ్మెంట్ కాకపోతే నేను తెలుగు ఇంగ్లీష్ చేయడం కలిసి చెప్తా. ఈ పొజిషన్ చాలా మంచిది లైక్ దిస్. యాక్చువల్లీ ఇఫ్ యూ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్, మీకు నిజంగా అర్థమవుతే యు ఆర్ రీఎనాక్టింగ్ ఆర్ యు ఆర్ ట్రైంగ్ టు రీక్రియేట్ ఇన్ ద ఔటర్ వరల్డ్ బయట మీ హృదయాన్ని ఇక్కడ తీసుకొస్తున్నారు. ఇదేంటి అంటే మీ హృదయం అది, కానీ దీనికి హృదయానికి ఉన్న సంబంధం అది ఇప్పుడు మనం చెప్పుకోలేం. కానీ హృదయం నుంచి రెండు వెళ్తూ ఉంటాయి. ఒకటేంటి బ్యాడ్ బ్లడ్, చెడు నెచ్చడు గోస్టు లంగ్స్, ఇట్ గెట్స్ ఆక్సిజన్ ఏంటంటే మంచి నెచ్చదు. అంటే హృదయం రెండు పనులు చేస్తూ ఉంటుంది. ఒకటేంటి అంటే చెడు రక్తాన్ని శ్వాసకోశానికి తీసుకెళ్తుంది. అక్కడ ఏమవుతుంది ఆ చెడు నెత్తురు మంచిగా మారుతుంది. ఆ మంచిగా మారినటువంటి నెత్తురు మళ్ళీ ఎక్కడికి వస్తుంది? నీ హృదయంలోకి వస్తుంది. అంటే ఇది డ్యూయల్ పర్పస్ అర్థం చేసుకోండి. దాన్ని యింగ్ యాంగ్ అంటాం మనం చైనీస్ భాషలో. మన ఇండియన్ భాషలో తప్ప ఇంకే భాషలో మాట్లాడినా మనం చాలా గొప్పవాడు. దాన్నే మన భారతీయ సంస్కృతిలో శివుడు పార్వతి లక్ష్మీ నారాయణ దంటలు అంటారే అదనమాట. ఇది ఏం చేస్తుంది ఇక్కడ దంట? మనలో ఉన్నటువంటి చెడుని తీసేసి ఆ మంచిని శరీరం అంతా పంపిస్తుంది. దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ వీఆర్ ట్రైంగ్ టు డూ. మంత్రం గాయత్రి మంత్రమేగా రెండు మనుషుల మానవంతం అని చెప్పా. సావిత్రి గారిదేనా అందరికీ చెప్పేదా? ఓకే, ఫస్ట్ గాయత్రి మంత్రం అంటే అనుగ్రహాల మంత్ర. ఓం భూర్భువః తత్ సవితుర్వరేణ్యం భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి ధియో యో నః ప్రచోదయాత్. ఇది గాయత్రి మంత్రం. నౌ వి గో టు అనుగ్రహాల మంత్రం. ఓం భూర్భువస్వ హ్రీం శ్రీం క్లీం తత్సవితుర్వరేణ్యం భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి ప్రచోదయాత్. శ్రీం 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 ఓం క ఏ హ్రీం ల హ్రీం సా హ్రీం శ్రీం. జై గురుదేవ్. సో లంచ్ టైం అలాగే కూర్చోండి. మీరు ఏంటంటే కొన్ని పువ్వులు చేసేసి అలా అందరి మీద జల్లేండి. అదిను ఇది కూడా అత్యంత కూడా కలపండి. అందరి మీద పడేటట్టు చూడండి. అది మోర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్.
ఒక
సో కొంతమంది తీసుకోండి, ఇంకో ఇద్దరు ముగ్గురు ఇస్తే సార్ తెలియజేలా ఇస్తాను కదా. నేను చదువుతాను మంత్రులు చదువుతాను ఆశీర్వచన మంత్రం. లేదు all